Report: Kanye West business booted from JP Morgan Chase Bank. By Paul Bois on October 12, 2022. Update: October 14, 2022. According to the Daily Mail, Kanye West had actually been informed in late September, before his White Lives Matter moment and his anti-Semitism, that JP Morgan would be severing ties with him. Breitbart's original story, first written before this information was available, continues below. JP Morgan Chase Bank has reportedly severed ties from doing business with controversial rapper Kanye West after he issued several anti-Semitic statements on social media. According to conservative activist Candace Owens, who wore a White Lives Matter shirt alongside Kanye at his Paris fashion show, she was given a notice from JP Morgan telling Kanye their intention to sever their relationship. Earlier today I learned that Kanye West was officially kicked out of JP Morgan Chase Bank. I was told there was no official reason given, but they sent this letter as well to confirm that he has until late November to find another place for the Yeezy Empire to bank, Owens tweeted. We are sending this letter to confirm our recent discussion with Redacted, that JP Morgan Chase Bank has decided to end its banking relationship with Yeezy LLC and its affiliated entities, the purported notice said. Exactly why JP Morgan Chase appears to be severing ties with Yeezy remains unknown. The alleged notice comes after the rapper had been suspended from social media for issuing several anti-Semitic tweets, as Breitbart News reported. Billionaire musician and entrepreneur Kanye West was suspended from Twitter and Instagram this weekend after he made several anti-Semitic posts, including a warning that he intended to go to DEFCON 3 on Jewish people and subsequent posts. On Friday, West took to Instagram to post screenshots of messages he had exchanged with fellow hip-hop star Diddy, claiming, "I'm a sick, use you as an example to show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me." He was then restricted from posting to his Instagram account for violating the platform's hateful language policy, and the site deleted his offending messages. Subsequently, the Jerusalem Post noted, he posted photos of himself on Twitter with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook owns Instagram, and taunted Zuckerberg, who also happens to be Jewish. West then posted the offending tweet Saturday night, threatening Jews and claiming he cannot be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also, a belief shared by the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, some of whose branches embrace racist and anti-Semitic ideologies. Unaired footage also leaked from Kanye West's interview with Tucker Carlson in which he appeared to support ideologies related to the Black Hebrew Israelites, which claims that black people are the real Jews. When I say Jew, I mean the 12 lost tribes of Judah, the blood of Christ, who the people known as the race black really are, the Grammy winner said. This is who our people are. The blood of Christ. This, as a Christian, is my belief.